Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Let's Talk with Dr. Little Radio Show today here on Blog Talk Radio. We are delighted to be with you once again for our show. We thank and praise God for being able, praise God, to be here today. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God on this Easter Sunday. You know, we praise and thank God that God has brought us. We truly, when we say God has brought us through, He brought us through. We were in the hospital on last Sunday and was not able to air, but to God be the glory. Thank and praise Him for all that He has done and bringing us forth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. And we're here once again to rejoice and say thank you, Jesus, because you are a good God, an on-time God. Hallelujah, glory to God. And we thank and praise Him. He's an ever-answering God. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Maybe sometimes we may perceive and think that He's not answering, but our glory to God, I'm a witness that if we call upon His name, He will answer, and to God be the glory. My voice may be a little bit cracky yet today, but y'all bear with me and pray for me. Praise God. Amen. Thank the Lord. Glory to God. Today we are just going to touch base a little bit on the, just kind of, as I said, just kind of respectively, go back over just a little bit, praise God, sort of recap on a little bit of what we were talking about along with the music. And, of course, we're going to have prayer and invitation to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't know Him as your personal Savior, of course, as always on our show, we invite you to ask Jesus to come into your heart, to ask Him to forgive you of any and all sins and anything that you know that you are doing aware of that is contradictory or contrary to the will of the Father, praise God, or the will of the Son, the will of the Holy Spirit. Repent of anything that you are doing and receive Him into your heart as Savior. Then allow Him to lead you, guide you, and direct you, the Holy Spirit to come in and to fill you and to teach you and lead you into all truth, praise God, as well as salvation, praise God, and eternal life. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. And there's no greater time, praise God, than to reflect on that today, this morning, even this afternoon or evening as we're coming in, as because of this particular day. We thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God for another Easter, as for most folks that, praise God, that speak it and clarify, but also Resurrection Sunday, because we're talking about a resurrected Savior that gave us eternal life. Without the shed blood of Calvary, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, none of us would be able to say that He is Jesus, our Savior. And, of course, those of us who have also come to the point, praise God, that He is Lord over our life, calling to God, being able to surrender all, yield, and continually yielding ourselves over to Him, praise God, because He is worthy to be praised. Bear with me, hallelujah, glory to God. But without further ado, we're going to get right in to our music to praise God, and we're going to play a few songs and come back, and we're going to pray and try to just kind of do a brief recap. And we say, want to say a shout-out to each and every one of you. Thank you for joining us. Hallelujah, glory to God, here on the Let's Talk with Dr. Little Radio Show. As you know, we are L. Robinson, and that's on ministry.org, and our product website is www.apostlecondesso.com. You can write to me by email at drlillie, that's Dr. Lily, at yahoo.com. Amen. Listen and be blessed.
Thank you.
Thank you, see. Hallelujah, glory to God. If ever we need a closer walk with the Master, truly we need that now as we are going through in our lives. We've always needed it, but sometimes more often than not, we need to have a greater connection, praise God. No, I think about that as a message that was given, I believe it was entitled Footprints in the Sand, and how that was stated that there are times when there was only one set of footprints that was that they found in the sand, and they wanted to know, the inquiry was as to why, and they found out that the reason why is the time when there was only the one footprint, it wasn't the two. At point in time that Jesus was walking with them, and at another time he was simply just carrying them, and we need to be close enough to him for him to pick us up and carry us probably in the times that we cannot on our own. praise God. More music to come in just a little bit. Hallelujah, Lord, to the Lamb of God. But we want to take a moment now and just come together in a spirit of agreement to just pray. And whatever is on your heart, we pray that you will just release it before the altar this morning, this afternoon, evening, after where I am now. And, of course, praise God. We will do likewise and keep us in your prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we do so appreciate it. We do ask that you let us hear from you. You can reach us at 305-917-5223. 786-991-4818. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, drlily@yahoo.com. Our website, www.lrobinsoncondessoministries.org or www.apostlecondesso.com. And, of course, we do have products available on the site. Feel free to browse and to see if there's anything that we can do for you or things that you need, or perhaps if it's something that, or the materials that you would like to perhaps get or use it to be able to set up a teaching or sharing or maybe a webinar or whatever you may feel that you'd like to get involved with that. Praise God to have us to connect with you with regard to that. Feel free, praise God, to do that as well. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. We are not traveling again just yet. But by the grace of God, we certainly can connect with you on Skype. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, or some other venue in which we can share and minister, praise God, together as a learn of the Lord. Praise God, should you desire to do that. Again, you can reach us at that 305-917-5223 number or the 786-991-4818 for prayer and counseling. Feel free to call us at either of those numbers. Or email us, and we will be more than happy to minister to you and, of course, I'll give you what thus says the Lord as a prophetic word as well. To God be the glory in all things that he has done, he's doing, and will continue to do. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we do thank you this day for your presence, and we thank you for the opportunity to come once again and to say thank you. As always, Lord, to just give praise, honor, glory, and thanksgiving in all things, because there are so many things, my Father, that you have brought us through, so many things that we have faced ourselves, but you have been faithful to bring us, oh God, and to stand with us, to help us, even when we felt like, Lord, we just couldn't put one leg in front of the other. Sometimes it just was so difficult. But, Lord, you have been faithful, and we want to say thank you, Father God, for your faithfulness, and thank you for enabling us, Lord God, to be faithful to our commitment, because otherwise, or aside from that, Lord, we ourselves would not be able to do it. So we praise and thank you and magnify your holy and precious name. As we just lift our listeners up to you, we ask you to continue to touch them. Whatever is on their hearts, whatever their needs are, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that, Master, you would be remindful of them in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, that you would look unto every situation, circumstance, condition, or problem in the name of Jesus and minister and release ministering angels, Lord God, to them and for them as well as ourselves here, praise God, in the Florida area. We thank you, Lord God, for your blessing, praise God, your protection, your guidance. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the open doors, and God, we thank you for the doors that you've closed because you don't want us to go through those doors, Father God, because of whatever reason, and Father, because of your choice. And Father, we know that sometimes we get a little bit upset when we don't want to move from here, move from there, do this or do that. We want to stay where we are. But, Lord, we know that the word tells us the greater is he that is in us and he that is in the world. And we know that when you tell us to get up and do this, that, thus, and the other, that, God, you've already got a plan in mind. So, Father, I'm not saying that to exclude myself, Lord God, for the things that, praise God, that may be happening, because there are shiftings that's going on, Father God. And even as it said, the wind of change is a movement, Father God. There are some things that are turning around. There are some things that are moving out. There are some things that are seemingly to be repositioned, Father God, and of all course, God, for the kingdom's sake. And, Lord, I just want you to use us the more, Father God, in our lives in the name of Jesus. And, Father, for those who will yield their members and, Father God, and sacrifice, Father God, that you will use them too and likewise. Oh, God, don't let us be away from the things that you have called us to, Lord God. Help us to move forward. Help us to move closer and help us to move in the depth and the heights, oh, God, of that which you have called and ordained and purpose for our lives, because we were bought with a price. We don't belong to ourselves anymore. Father, we belong to you. So help us to be used of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the hearts, the lives, the minds, the soul, and the spirit of those that you have put in our pathway. Let it be received as such, Father God, in honor and respect. And Father, we bless your name and thank you for it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to you be all the glory, honor, praise, and thanksgiving. Touch on the north, the south, the east, and the west. And Father, we say thank you for the answers now that are forthcoming. Healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and restoration and victory. In Jesus' name we pray, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for those needs being met according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus for all of us. In the name of Jesus, thank you, my Father, and amen. And thank the Lord. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. You're a good God, tried and true, and there's none like you. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your mercy and for your grace. What a blessing of the Lord it is to receive. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. old rugged cross. Thank God for the old rugged cross. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Where would we be? Praise God, if it were not for the cross of Calvary. And that is what that song is referencing. The S-O-U-L series, Emotions, the Mind, the Will, the Emotions, Part 4, Part 5, and, of course, 4 of 5. Dealing with the emotion, the will, our emotions, and the subject of anger and intimidation. As I said, doing a recap, brief recap on this, praise God. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. And as we are kind of picking back up on that, just one moment, AP. Okay, good. As we kind of come picking back up on that today, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, we go back to the scriptures where it tells us, Ephesians 4:26, King James Version, where it says, "Be angry, ye angry, and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath." And, of course, Proverbs 15:1, English Standard Version, tells us this, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." And there's so much that is involved in dealing with the subject of anger. And, well, of course, we were talking about, we just sort of got turned over to that part where it was talking about the actually it's talking about the psychological aspect of a manipulation and getting into that part of it for a little bit. It seemed like we kind of wanted to kind of go through that and just kind of keep on going, but for some reason or other, we've kind of like been arrested to kind of stay with this for a little bit longer. And, of course, that has happened before when we are teaching and are dealing with series, praise God, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb, God, Holy Spirit does do that from time to time, and in order to bring out some additional points of reference, and I feel this is something that he is doing as well with this, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. And so the anger can and do affect us, and how that none of us are exempt from its effects, and we know that is so very true. All of us can get angry, even if it's a momentary anger. We get angry because that is a very deep emotion, and it is an emotion. It's just it's opposite, praise God, where we can say, well, okay, fine and well, where hate is concerned, because that promotes that lack of love and so on and so forth. But that is one of the doors that opens up to open that door up, praise God, which is the opposite of what God says to do, and that is love. So we know that we have to be careful, we have to be tempered when we think about our emotions and so on and so forth, because our emotions can be very fragile. And, of course, there you know, sometimes you don't want to get involved in certain things, or you don't want certain things to involve you because of the fact that it can bring forth underlying pain and can reside for years. And now sometimes we are aware of it, and sometimes we are not. And, of course, like I said, therefore, it's a deep subject. As well, there are additional underlying forces that may be involved, unseen or unidentified identified there just the same. And then, you know, and of course, so we continue on the subject. And like I said, as we picked up on that and we touched base on that intimidation, the anger, and we talked about the anger, the psychological aspect of it. And then, of course, we went into the intimidation, which is a part of that. And then, of course, we went into the bullying. And, of course, we're talking about that part now. Again, and so we just want to kind of recap again just a little bit on the bullying. Like I said, I'm not going to go deep today because this is Easter Sunday. And again, as I said, a Resurrection Sunday, and we want to just allow the Holy Spirit to just kind of touch base, put our minds back in the place where we need to kind of just remember some of this, that to focus mainly on the fact that Jesus, hallelujah, Christ is Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, and he is risen. This represents the day, hallelujah, glory to God, of his rising, praise God, and thanking and praise God for that, hallelujah, glory to God, amen. Thank you, Jesus, glory to God. Now, bullying defined as a prone to or characterized by overbearing, a mistreatment and domination of others. Dominate the program, but did not in a bullying manner that made him appear crabbier and more churlish than ever. And we know that sometimes folks' attitudes and mindset can bring about a change and cause them to
to really do things, certain things that they would not ordinarily do. We've all experienced that. If not, go out and get a job and work that job for a little while, and you will see it for yourself. Sometimes you don't have to go that far. Just look right in your own family. But hallelujah, glory to God, in your own inner circle, and you can see some of that some of the time. Bullying is the use of force, threat, or coercion to abuse, intimidate, and aggressively dominate others. It says behavior is often repeated and habitual. One essential prerequisite is the perception by the bully or by others of an imbalance of social or physical power. And also we have others that we're going to be talking about as well, by the grace of God, which distinguishes bullying from a conflict. Behavior is used to assert. Such domination can include verbal harassment or threats, physical assault or coercion, and such. It may be that particular targets, rationalizations of such behavior, sometimes include differences of social class, race, religion, gender, sexual orientation, appearance, behavior, body language, personality, reputation, lineage, strength, size, or ability. If bullying is done by a group, it is called mobbing. Bullying can be defined in many ways. Bullying is divided into four basic types of abuse. And, of course, we added, it's emotional, it's verbal, it's physical, and or cyber. But let we go back to the point, say it's not just emotional, it's not just verbal, it's physical, it is also spiritual and, of course, cyber. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that by the grace of God in another episode coming up, praise God, as we get a little more deeper into this. It typically involves subtle methods of coercion, the practice of persuading someone to do something by using force or threat. Now, the synonyms for that, I like to use synonyms from time to time. It helps to explain and show the application, praise God, of the words and its usage, and how it can vary from time to time. And, of course, the synonyms here are force, constraint, duress, oppression, enforcement, harassment, intimidation, threats, arm twisting, or pressure. And, of course, bullying is ranged from one-on-one individual bullying to group bullying called, I guess I said mobbing. The subtle method of intimidation, the action of intimidating someone or the state of being intimidated, to make timid or fearful, and that is the objectivity, fearful, frightening, especially to compel or deter by, or as if by example, she was intimidated by his looks, etc. Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, states that intimidation, also called cowing, is intentional behavior that would cause a person to ordinarily sensibilities to fear injury or harm. It is not necessary to prove that the behavior was so violent as to cause terror or that the victim was actually frightened. Threats, criminal threatening or threatening behavior is the crime of intentional or knowingly putting another person in fear of bodily injury, threat, or harm, generally involves perception of injury, physical or mental damage, and or instance of injury or a material and detriment of loss to a person. Threatening behaviors may be conceptualized as a maladaptive outgrowth of normal competitive urge for interrelational dominance. However, the Bible tells us we are to treat others as we ourselves wish to be treated. Intimidation may be employed consciously or unconsciously. A percentage of people who employ it consciously may do so as a result of selfishly rationalized notions of its appropriation, utility, or self-empowerment. Intimidation relates to prejudice and discrimination. And we will be picking back up on the subject about the grace of God, sharing a little more in depth to the facts, okay? This is, as I said, Easter Resurrection Sunday, and may it be a blessed one for all. Until next time, God bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that we are able to come back together again. We thank and praise God for the opportunity. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to get ready to close on out with music. But again, remember what this day signifies. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And make your decision. Hallelujah. What is your decision going to be? where your eternal life is going to be. We love you. God bless you. Come back and join us by the grace of God for our next show. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Keep us in prayer. We'll do the same for you. Amen. God bless you now. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. We'll close on out with music. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.